You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. As you know, I'm Scott Sullivan. I'm your Sherpa, your guide, your leader for the next hour as we bring you some of the greatest entrepreneurs, some of the greatest success stories. These are human stories, real people that are making a real difference. Every single week, I try and find somebody to bring you that helps inspire you, motivate you, educate you, all of the things that Inspired News Radio is about, the positive programs that we deliver to the world that are designed for those purposes, inspiration, information, education, and motivation. And this week, we have got a gem for you. I am so excited. I love it when we find these little diamonds in the rough that are just getting started, that are just kind of bursting out of their shell and waiting to get out into the world. And this week is no exception. I am so pleased and so excited to have with me today Angeline Constantinou. I'm going to say that again. Angeline Constantinou. So Angeline is what I'm going to call you because I am struggling with your last name, but welcome to Mind Your Own Business. And how the heck are you?
I am doing great, Scott, and you pronounced my last name perfectly. It was so perfect, and it's an honor to be here today. I'm very, very blessed to be a guest on your show today. So thank you so much for having me
We are so excited to have you, and we're excited because the reason why you came across our radar screen is because you have a brand new podcast, and we love podcasters, as you know. You've got a brand new podcast that's only been out for about 6 months or so, and you're already making a major impact in the world, but your story is so amazing. So why don't you tell us, take just a few minutes and tell us a little bit about Let's Break the Silence. Talk about your podcast and tell us a little bit about what it's about. And then let's dive right into how this all came about.
Okay, absolutely. And, you know, my podcast is Let's Break the Silence and Take Your Life Back. So my goal of my podcast is to bring awareness of domestic violence in the world because this is a global issue. I went from victim to victor of domestic violence 9 years ago. I am actually celebrating my 9-year anniversary of being free and liberated, you know, from domestic violence.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So the goal of the podcast is to bring awareness and to create a safe public media forum for women because women have a voice.
Absolutely. So the name of the podcast is Let's Break the Silence. And then you add the tagline of take your life back. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So I love the message. I love the message, especially since we're also talking about broadcasting, you know, breaking the silence, meaning that we don't have all that dead air space. That's so great. But it has that double entendre. And I love that. Let's break the silence. It is a issue that has been, you know, for so long, it's been covered over and it's been, you know, hidden and it's, you know, it's behind the door and it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes it spills out into the mainstream, but most of the time it's this horrible, you know, just hidden disease, this hidden, you know, problem that is, you know, behind closed doors. And I think it is so great that you are shining a light on that with Let's Break the Silence. So let's talk a little bit about the origin story. When did you realize? I mean, obviously, we don't want to delve into too much detail about your, you know, situation of, you know, being from in a domestic abusive situation. But somewhere along the way, you kind of got your feet on this path. And then somewhere you, I think you mentioned it, you had this epiphany and said, okay, this is it. Everybody kind of gets to their, and I don't want to say breaking point isn't the right word, but there's some event usually that happens that finally is the straw that breaks the camel's back and says, okay, this is the event that is going to change the course and the direction of my life. So did you experience that, or was it slow and gradual? Tell us a little bit about how this came about, and then just how you jumped right into being a podcaster last December. Fantastic, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott. Thank you so much. You know, it's a process. And I can tell you this, God has given us great talents. And as far as myself is concerned, I've always had the passion to help women. I've always had the passion to empower women, you know, to change lives, because it's all about making an impact on people's lives. So this was something that I had pondered, I would say, for about a year. In December of last year, you know how it is when you're working on your goals for the new year? You know, I sat down one night in my living room with my journal, and I was journaling, and I said, you know what? I would love to get the message out there. This is something that's very unique. Like I said, this is an issue that has been swept under the carpet. So I came up with, let's break the silence and take your life back. I own the domain name, you know, and so when that epiphany came, it was, I would say, like a breakthrough that I had. And that breakthrough came from an intensive session that I had participated in November, because I have a mentor, and, you know, he's been a great mentor. He's changed my life, and he made me realize that I have a lot more to give. I have a lot more talent. You know, mentors see something in you that you don't see in yourself. A lot of times
that is correct. That's a lot of times we look in the mirror and see something totally different than what the world sees. So that's totally true.
Exactly. I realized it. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start the podcast. A friend of mine had introduced me to Anchor FM. She said it's free and you could start your podcast. So I started my podcast on December 29th of 2019, right before 2020 hit. So I am blessed because I had the foresight and I had that epiphany. I'm really, really blessed about the podcast, because I've interviewed women who went through domestic violence and are now full-time entrepreneurs, or they're full-time podcasters. You know, they're thriving after domestic abuse, meaning, you know, they got involved in network marketing like I did 9 years ago. That's when I first got into the network marketing space, is because I surrounded myself with people who, leaders who empower, inspire, and motivated me. So I realized that I needed to do that, and I'm glad I did.
That makes sense.
So I'm really blessed to have my podcast, you know, Let's Break the Silence, and helping women find their voice in, you know, in this world that we live in today.
Absolutely. So it's such a great message. It's so important that we get the word out, especially now with the quarantine and the lockdown and all. It's sort of exacerbating the situation, because, you know, whatever the triggers are, there seems to be more of them, because we've seen an uptick of domestic violence in the, you know, in the statistics because of, you know, COVID and all the things that are going on in the world, where we're being, you know, kind of stuck together, unfortunately. And if you're in a abusive or bad situation, being stuck in that is even worse. So there's also an empowerment issue, because what you're looking for here is you're looking to build a coaching business and a way to, you know, to actually work through the whole process from, you know, beginning to end. So the interesting part about this is that, you know, domestic abuse in a lot of cases is about control. It's about that power and that control. You also have you talk about the financial side, and then you talk about the emotional side, and then you talk about literally the physical side. How do you find the right safe place? How do you get out of, you know, that environment immediately? And then also building a support network. So this is a an ultimate, the podcast is just the first stepping stone from us having this conversation. This is just the first stepping stone of getting to a much broader and more robust offering to the population. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, there was a friend of mine reached out to me 3 months ago. This was right when COVID hit. She lives in New York City. Unfortunately, you know, she is, you know, she's going through what I went through. The difference is that she has a child and I don't have children. So she called me for advice. She said, "What should I do?" So I said, "First call the National Domestic Violence Hotline." And at that time, when she called me, family court was shut down. Everything was shut down in New York City. It was, yeah. So she was, you know, looking for a way out. When she called the hotline, she told me they found, she went to a shelter and they provided her a studio apartment for her. There, you know, so for this woman right here, you know, she's in her 20s with a child. She wants to start her own business. So this is what happens, you know, and she had no money. Her soon-to-be ex-husband denied her access to monies, which happened to be. So we had similar situations. The only difference is that she has a child and I don't have children. So I empowered her. I mean, she thanked me, you know, for the great advice. And she said, "You know what? You're needed. You're needed in this world." And she knows that she's been spreading the word about my podcast. So in her situation, she reached a breaking point. And she said, "I need to leave because of physical and verbal abuse." And that, which is, you know, like I said, it's swept under the carpet. And she tried to get she did get a protective order, but only a limited protective order. You know, the New York City police told her to, you know, she could get out. And she actually did. And she's, you know, she's rebuilding her life.
Well, that's fantastic. So that's part of what's happening right now is because the resources have been limited or even shut down, like you said. I mean, it's because the programs that we did have, because of, you know, the COVID and because of the quarantine and everything else, there were a lot of those services that were shut down. So now you're having to find other alternatives, because sometimes, you know, it's not always the government. You know, there are churches and there are, houses of worship of not just churches, but houses of worship. There are, you know, third party nonprofit organizations that are, you know, other than ones that are run by or controlled by the government. And then there is a whole network of very strong women out there that are helping others just like yourself. So this is a topic, but I think the most important thing that we need to talk about is not only that there are resources available, you know, for someone who wants to get out or extricate themselves from this situation, but I think there's also a component of this that we have to keep, you know, pounding on, and that is we need to be talking about it. Men and women both. There needs to be, and I think that's why your podcast is so important, because there needs to be dialogue. We need to open the dialogue. We need to be able to say, this is something that is happening. We've seen it. We know it. We suspect it, whatever it is. But men and women both need to be able to feel like that they're in a safe place, that they can actually have a conversation about it. Because if not, then, you know, there's no way that we're going to, if we don't shine a very bright sanitizing light on it, there's no way that you kill the disease or kill the virus or whatever it is. Because if as long as it's hidden in the, you know, deep recesses of the house in the basement, then we're going to have problems. We need to be able to shine lights on it and say, look, guys, you know, and ladies, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about the symptoms. Why is it happening? Where does it come from? Where does it stem from? Because I think we're all going to admit, or I think we would like to admit that it's not a normal behavior cycle for a human being to, you know, control and empower and, I mean, to control and overpower someone else. I mean, I think there's something that starts that process, either as a young man or some situation or whatever, because then it kind of evolves. So if we can figure that out and talk about it. There are ways that we can, at least this is my opinion. Again, I'm not an expert, but I feel like that if we talk about it early enough, there are ways that we can change that path before it gets there. Or if you, you know, it's like, it's like the person that, you know, I use it, and I know this is not a good analogy, and I know I'm probably not doing it justice, and my apologies to any victims out there or anybody else that's listening that disagrees with me. But, you know, you don't go one morning and get up in the morning and say, I think I'm going to be a heroin addict today. It's a progression, and it goes from one thing to another, and then eventually it gets all the way through to where you're out of control. And I think that's very similar to the way it probably happens in domestic abuse. I don't know. I've never been a victim, and I've never been one that has victimized anybody else. But I'm kind of looking at it from a holistic approach. And if you know, I'd love to hear your opinion on that. But I think the voice, getting it out and starting the conversation, is part of the healing. I think that's part of the process. Would you agree with what I'm saying, or am I completely off base here, Angelique?
No, actually, I completely agree with you, and I'm glad you shed light on that. It's important, find your voice, and that doesn't happen overnight. It takes time to develop that. So speaking for myself, you know, I lived and worked in New York City with my husband at the time, and we, you know, I worked in advertising and direct sales, and we generated six-figure income. So you would think that we were living the life, right? But later on, it didn't pan out that way. It didn't pan out that way. So when he retired from his business, I went out to work in corporate America, and that didn't resonate with him. Meaning that I was developing that voice for myself and making a name for myself. I've always been that strong, independent woman who was seeking to find her voice, but I felt trapped, and I allowed it to fester for 10 years. The last 10 years of my marriage, you know, there was physical abuse, there was emotional abuse, and it was more emotional abuse, meaning that he denied me access to our bank accounts. He just did a lot of things that really were bothering me, and, you know, he would insult and demean me. It just reached a point. You just reach a breaking point for myself. I reached that breaking point in May of 2010. I woke up with an epiphany, and I said, I am going to call my attorney and file for divorce, because I said, I cannot let this continue anymore, and I deserve better in my life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, well, first of all, we're glad that you were able to get to that point there. And I am not, like I said, I'm not an expert, but I do know from my just life experience from being here on this planet and having friends all over the world, I do know that there are varying situations and varying cases, and everyone is different. So we're always going to err on the side of, you know, seek help, seek counsel quickly. Get, you know, if the situation, if it happens once, it's probably going to happen again. If it happens a second time, you can bet it's going to happen a third time. So seek counsel quickly. Tap into the support network that is available. Extricate yourself from that situation if at all possible. And one of the things that you talk about, and one of the things while we were, you know, prepping for this show and talking a little bit and getting to know each other, is that you talk about that financial, you know, not having access to the bank account. So network marketing became sort of that path for you for two reasons. One, financially, because there's a very low barrier to entry. For usually a few hundred or a very small amount of money, you can actually start generating an income and not have to, you know, do that 9-to-5 commute or do that 7-to-7 commute. And there's always the network marketing side has always been a little bit of a financial boost by helping out. But then the second thing that you mentioned, and I thought was really important, and I'd like for you to talk about it just for a minute, and that is, not only are you working on a financial path, but you're also now surrounding yourself. Most network marketers that I know, most people that are in network marketing or multi-level or direct sales or in that particular arena are positive, driven, motivated people that are, you know, out there, you know, trying to change the world. So that becomes also a second, you know, a second source of, I want to be very careful how I say this because I don't want to get anybody in trouble and I don't want to exacerbate anybody's situation. But the network marketing can also be not only the financial, but you can be then surrounding yourself with positive, motivated, well-intentioned people. It becomes almost like a second family or a support mechanism because now you're getting that which you're not getting in your current living situation possibly. So you're going out to network and spend time with a group of people that are actually excited to be alive and be positive. And all of a sudden that starts to lift you out and show you, it also opens up your horizons a little bit and shows you that your world isn't as small as sometimes abusers want you to believe it is, right? So if you have an abuser that's saying, you know, all these negative and horrible things that are trying to control your vision, and you get out there and find somebody that is saying, oh no, you should be doing this, it's great. You're, you know, all of a sudden you're getting that secondary, you know, support network. And I think that can also be a help too. I mean, is that something that you've experienced, or am I kind of coming down the right path, or am I just again off the road?
No, Scott, you know what? You're on the right path. Actually, you know, that's important. You know, speaking for myself, I got out there and started networking. So I didn't know anything about network marketing until what I did was when I was living in New York City, I made a trip up to Saratoga Springs. To Saratoga Springs is where I live right now. And I had that, I've always had that vision, and I've always had that drive and passion to help people. And I attended a networking event in Saratoga Springs in February. It was actually like a women's empowerment networking event. And it opened up new horizons for me. I started, and I was meeting people, men and women. So it was, you know, on both ends. But I was meeting, you know, I met coaches who are still very good friends of mine. And, you know, they had a coaching program. They had a mentoring program. So, you know, that opened up a whole new world for me. And I said to myself in 2010, after I filed for my divorce, I made a trip up to Saratoga Springs for the weekend to attend this event. I had that vision and I had that dream. And as long as you have the vision and the dream, you can achieve anything that you want in your life. And network marketing is that vehicle. For speaking for myself, that was the vehicle for me. I just went out there, was talking to people. You know, I would go to one of the most popular coffee shops here in town, Uncommon Grounds, and I would see posters and I would see business cards. So one weekend I left my business card and a woman called me and she was in a network marketing company. I was like, wow, can you believe this? It's like, you know, it's almost like, you know, the stars aligned, meaning, you know, God was really, really looking out for me. Because I'm a firm believer in God and I have a lot of faith, belief in myself. So it's important to have that vision and faith and belief in yourself. Because in a toxic situation, in a toxic relationship, that doesn't happen. The spouse, whether it's a man or woman, they will go through lengths to put you down and discourage you from pursuing your dreams. It's up Absolutely. To you. Yeah. Yeah. They'll go out of their way and they'll denigrate you. Oh, they'll say you're crazy. You know, you'll never achieve financial freedom. Well, guess what? I proved them wrong a year later.
Good for you. Good for you. That's fantastic. Okay. Thank you. My guest today, if you're just joining us right now, my guest today is Angeline Constantinou. Yes. And she is got it as her mission today to stamp out domestic violence by standing up on top of a rooftop in New York City and shouting it to the world in the form of a podcast. And her podcast is Let's Break the Silence. And it's just absolutely fantastic because she wants you to be able to get out of that situation that you're in. So let's shine a bright light on it because, you know, bad things hate bright light. So let's shine a bright light on it and let's go from victim to victor and stamp out domestic violence. And let's do it by just shouting from the rooftops and starting the conversation with each and every one. So wherever you get your podcasts right now. So what I want you to do is if you get it from Anchor FM, if you go to Apple, if you go wherever you get your podcasts, go to that location right now and type in Let's Break the Silence and go to the bottom of that page right now and subscribe. We want everybody to be subscribing to Let's Break the Silence. Make sure that you have that on your device so that you know that you'll get an alert every time a new episode appears. And that way you and Angeline can actually get connected. So one of the things that you can do, because her business is brand new, her coaching system and everything is brand new. So she's just getting started. She doesn't have a website up and running yet, but she is all over social media. You can't miss her. If you type in Angeline into her Instagram, Let's Break the Silence, or her Facebook. And I'm going to spell Constantinou for you, because if you're trying to find her on Facebook, you're going to need to know the spelling. So it's Angeline, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-E, and then it's dot, and this is on her Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com, or if you just type in the search bar, Angeline dot, and then Constantinou, and it's C-O-N Stantinou. I'm so struggling with your last name that it is killing me, and I am so apologizing all over you, Angeline. I am so sorry that I have just butchered your name so many times, but it's a message that is so important. I want to make absolutely sure people can find you. So Facebook, Instagram, all of the LinkedIn, all the social medias, and of course, here at Inspired News Radio, if you are driving right now or if you're commuting and you couldn't write that down, just go to inspirednewsradio.com. Real simple, inspirednewsradio.com. Go to Mind Your Own Business and the show that'll be up there, all in the show notes. We will have all of those links to her social media. So all you have to do is click on it. So if you're in the middle of your commute and we just want to do it, just go click and there you are. You'll be able to get right to her Facebook page and start a conversation. Get engaged. You know, if you're a survivor, if you're a current victim, if you're currently in a bad situation, whatever the conversation needs to be, Angeline is there to actually help facilitate that, to make sure that, you know, the right resources are applied, that you have somebody in your corner. I know she's got a huge, giant heart that she wants to stamp this out so badly, and she wants to make sure that everybody is aware of it. So if you've been living under a rock for the last 100 years and you are not aware that there's a domestic violence situation happening in America today or worldwide, then Angeline is here to make sure that you're fully educated.
Absolutely. I am here. I am here for you to inspire, educate, and motivate you and help you reach your greatest potential.
Well, that's exactly why Inspired News Radio was brought to fruition a few years ago. That's the reason why that my wife actually even started the company, is because she wanted to bring positive messaging. So thank you so much for being a guest on Mind Your Own Business today. I say it from the every week, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't do what I do without you, the listeners. I just appreciate your feedback so much. And every single week when you send me those, like they used to say in the old TV days, they say, keep those cards and letters coming, those direct messages, those emails, all those things that you send, that you reach out to us, even if you just go to Inspired News Radio and fill out the form and say, hey, I just caught an episode of Mind Your Own Business with Angeline and it was fantastic or whatever. We'll make sure that all of that feedback gets back to the guests, and we appreciate it so much. If we can help in any way, shape, or form, the only reason that Inspired News Radio is here is to help that one person that we don't even know yet. We don't even know you know, we're not even sure who it's for today, but this broadcast was for somebody out there right now that's listening. And we are so just so grateful that you found us and that you're here. And we'd like for you to be able to spread the message. So Angeline, thanks so much for being a guest, and give us some parting words of wisdom. What are the next steps? What's the one thing today that if you're in a abusive situation, or if you're questioning where you are or what you're doing, what's the one thing you can do today to break the silence and take back your life?
Okay. And thank you, Scott, for having me on your show today. This was amazing. So the advice that I would give is, if you're in a domestic violence situation, in a toxic situation, have a plan in place, an exit strategy. That's what I did. And it took me a year. I had these three goals in mind. First of all, I got an attorney. The second thing I did is, if you are going to make a plan to leave your spouse, go to a public place. Do not tell him or her in your home. That's what I did. Go to a public place and get a protective order. And in my case, the New York State Police and the Sheriff's Office knew my whereabouts, meaning wherever I was going. If I had to escape, they knew exactly where I was going. Have a domestic violence advocate also. I didn't mention that in the beginning. Have an advocate who is going to work with you. Seek counseling and therapy. And I did that. It changed the whole thing for me. And also find a very strong support network and surround yourself with leaders who believe in you. Yeah, which is very, very important. And that's how I got involved in network marketing and, you know, being online, you know, surrounding myself with positive people. Because in my case, what happened was I waited too long and I really, really fell down the rabbit hole. But I was able to pick myself back up and persevere.
Well, we appreciate your message. We appreciate you so much today for, like I said, shining a very bright light on this horrible situation that is happening in America today. And we're so very thankful that not only did you survive, but you have now you are thriving. I think the plan is a great idea. And the plan is not something that you have to execute today. The plan could be is, you know, I need to have this much money in the bank. I need to have this, you know, attorney's phone number in my phone. I need to have, you know, whatever it happens to be, the plan can be just the start of the plan. So if you're in that situation today, it literally could be as simple as starting a plan. And the second thing I would recommend is get on Facebook and find Angeline and actually friend her and start tapping into the resources that she has as she builds her business and her coaching business to help others in a similar situation. She would absolutely love to have you connect with her, because that's her belief. That's where her heart is. I encourage that and applaud you for what you're doing. So thanks again for being here. I really appreciate it. Wherever you get your podcast, I say it every week, just go down to the bottom of that page and subscribe. Mind Your Own Business is syndicated everywhere. It's on all the platforms, anywhere you go. And of course, you can always go to inspirednewsradio.com, which is also one of our hosts. If you have any feedback, anything else, if you're a domestic violence expert, if you want to weigh in on any of the conversation, you can simply do it at inspirednewsradio.com. Fill out the form and say, hey, I want to weigh in, or you can find us on all the social medias, just like we talked about. Of course, you know, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, we're everywhere. And you can find me, Scott Sullivan. I say it every week because I mean it. Go out and mind your own business, because nobody else is going to.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on inspirednewsradio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs in the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows too. Thanks for being a part. of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.